And now this is a dictation for K-A-Y Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, November 10, 50. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 330-0477. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mrs. Stevelton, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in May. Did develop COVID, did not require oxygen or hospital admission, no antiviral. She has been vaccinated for flu as well as booster COVID, has proteinuria, but no cloudiness, blood or urinary symptoms, stable neuropathy without ulcers, claudications, or edema, isolated yeast infection that resolved without treatment, presently no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, apparently a fall episode at home, did not go to the emergency room, no loss of consciousness, and no focal deficit, nothing to suggest fracture or dislocation. Next paragraph, medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management, for blood pressure, lisinopril, HCTC. Today, blood pressure 124/70, weight 200, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, no gross JVD or lymph nodes, no abdominal tenderness or masses or ascites, no major edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 1.45, which is baseline. For a GFR of 38, stage 3B, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, normal kidney size, which is typical for diabetes, without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, minor high potassium, but continue same medications and diet. Other chemistries with kidney disease is stable. Come back in 6 months.